I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series. Most Americans can identify a spiritual when they hear one. Few would argue about who the original unknown bards of the form and style were. Yet because the music has an historically tragic past, this iconic cultural art form, steeped in deep spirituality, is often frowned upon, dismissed, and misunderstood. As a backdrop, the story of the spiritual in part begins in 1619 when a Dutch ship landed in Jamestown, Virginia, with the stolen human cargo of 20 Africans sought to acquire food in exchange for their human cargo. An agreed deal eventually led to the enslavement and subsequent forced labor of those Africans in area tobacco fields. This event introduced the heavy-handed legacy of bondage for those Africans who followed and required them to shed nearly every aspect of African-centered life. However, those enslaved found over time an imaginary pathway to freedom, painfully and soberly longed for, and not necessarily during their earthly lifetime, but perhaps in the next. As they arrived, these reluctant immigrants, unlike others, were divested of their humanity, cast as primitive, ignorant, uncultured, heathenistic, and in desperate need of biblically based sanctification forced upon them for conversion and control. In African tribal life, then and now, music is aligned with most of life's meaningful experiences: birth, death, marriage, crowning and coronations, going to bed at night, the harvest, and love. With each, there is singing. Treated like chattel, bondage in the New World was an humane burden for every child, woman, man, and elder alike, suffered year after year, generation after generation. And yet, out of this abyss rose a reimagination of music and its power to give respite to the weary soul, to offer solace to those suffering abhorrent conditions, and to give hope to millions of enslaved people, even if only for a few passing moments.
Sooner in the morning, ride up in the chariot. Sooner in the morning, and I hope I'll join the band.
History reveals that those enslaved would sit outside the windows of Paris churches, listening to the sounds echoing from within. With time, this unintended cultural exchange gave birth to a newly fashioned spiritual sound that was predominantly sacred, strophic, hymn-like in construct, and inspired by the narratives of biblical characters. Today, spirituals, perhaps because of their dreadful reminder of the past, are rarely heard, even though they played a vital role in preserving some of the earliest experiences of American life for those who created them and those who heard what was the first original genre of songs created in the U.S. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.